I hope you are all well rested. We will start our morning session with a simple, let me say it like this. Today we will the first of the five processes which we will talk about is Sankirtan, singing the holy names together. And it is my desire to give you an experience of sound first. I wish to show you how sound can do something with our consciousness.
Quiero mostraros cómo el sonido cómo afecta nuestra conciencia.
Yes. For this, I will immediately request you to enter into a little exercise where we first sit tall. Just see that your hip bone is rolling a little bit forward, almost as if you bent forward. And your shoulders should roll back so that your chest opens and your hands should rest on your knees. Then please bring your head a little straight. Imagine there is a little rope pulling your head upwards. Our goal is to attain a very upright position.
La meta es encontrar una postura muy firme, muy recta.
Mm-hmm. And we are open.
Y estar abiertos.
Yes, it's good that you close the door. Thank you, Prabhu. Please close it completely. Yes. And if you see that someone enters the room who needs an orientation, maybe some of you can just tell them, and you know, like this.
Yeah.
Rahari would have been more intelligent to open those windows. Please come in, Murari. We can't start without you. We need the guidance of the temple president here. He has to go. Okay. His wife is here. Please exhale very deeply. And then deep inhales. Try to deepen the exhale. I request you now to observe your breath. Constantly fresh air enters your lungs.
Constantemente aire fresco entra en vuestros pulmones.
And as it is used up, it exits the lungs.
Y
sale de los pulmones. Krishna explains that he is the prana who maintains all living beings.
Krishna explica que él es el prana que mantiene todos los seres vivos.
Please give your full attention to the in and outgoing air, Krishna in form of the prana.
Por favor, centrar toda vuestra atención en el prana que entra y que sale. Krishna en la forma del prana.
We will now imagine our body to be like a temple.
Imaginad ahora el cuerpo que es un templo.
A building.
Un edificio.
It has a floor. An area in mid-air,
una área central,
and also a dome.
Y también una cúpula.
The floor is where we sit.
El suelo es donde nos sentamos.
Let us put our attention there and place the sacred syllable Ram there.
Vamos a centrar toda nuestra atención en esa parte del templo y colocar la sílaba sagrada Ram ahí.
I will one time chant this syllable alone and then we will chant it three times together.
Yo voy a cantar una vez esta sílaba solo y luego la cantaremos todos juntos tres veces.
Deep inhales in between the chanting.
Inhalar con profundidad en medio de cada canto.
One time solo. Now we will go up with our attention, attention. We will move into the heart area with our attention.
Ahora centraremos nuestra atención en la zona central del templo, que es la zona del corazón.
It corresponds to that central part of the temple of sound.
Corresponde a la parte central del templo del sonido.
Our goal is to really experience the vibration of this sacred syllable.
Nuestro objetivo es experimentar la vibración de esta sílaba sagrada.
Our whole attention will now go into the sound vibration Ram as it vibrates in the heart area.
Toda nuestra atención se focalizará en la sílaba sagrada Ram cuando vibra en esa área central.
I will one time chant this syllable alone and then we will chant it four times together.
La cantaré una vez, es solo esta sílaba, y luego cantaremos cuatro veces todos juntos.
And remember, please absorb yourself and flood yourself and immerse yourself fully in the sound vibration.
Recordad absorberos completamente y sumergiros plenamente en esta vibración.
Time. Excellent. Now we will move even higher into the dome of the Temple of Sound. Again, we will really bathe ourselves in the sound vibration as if we are entering a very crystal clear, refreshing and energetic ocean. We really wish to lose our material consciousness and experience the purifying force of Ram, which is one of the divine names in the Maha Mantra. Kindly remember to use the time between the syllables to inhale very deeply. One time I will do it alone, and then we will do it 5 times together. Of Gauranga.
Ahora cantaremos los todopoderosos nombres de Gauranga.
We will try to add the feeling of surrender to it.
Y haremos lo posible por añadir el sentimiento de entrega.
Like a child who expects to be picked up by mother or father, we will raise our arms into the sky.
Como el niño bebé que quiere ser recogido por su madre o por su padre, alzaremos los brazos hacia arriba.
And this time we will chant this vibration And we will imagine that it resonates throughout our whole being. We will again absorb ourselves entirely into the sound vibration. We wish to experience sound, transcendental sound, which has the power to carry away, like a river, the dirty or the impure things covering our heart. I will one time chant alone, and then we will chant six times together. Gauranga. Bit more heart. Gauranga. Down, please, and just be in silence until you hear my signal for about 20 seconds. Just feel into your being what has happened. My dear devotees, in this age of Kali, Krishna comes to the living entities in the form of sound, divine sound.
Mis queridos devotos, en esta era de Kali, Krishna viene a las almas, a los seres vivos, en la forma de sonido divino.
In the Padma Purana is a very famous verse which describes Krishna in this form of divine sound vibration.
En el Padma Purana hay un verso muy famoso que describe a Krishna en esta forma de sonido divino.
It says, the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful.
Dice, el santo nombre de Krishna es trascendentalmente dichoso.
It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Sri Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure.
Otorga todas las bendiciones espirituales, porque es Sri Krishna en persona, la reserva de toda la felicidad.
It is not a material name under any condition.
No es un nombre material en ninguna circunstancia.
The holy name is no less powerful than Krishna himself.
El santo nombre no es menos poderoso que Krishna mismo.
This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are absolutely identical.
Y eso es debido a que el nombre Krishna y Krishna en persona son absolutamente idénticos.
However, my dear devotees, you need to know how to chant Krishna's name properly in order to experience his divine descent.
Sin embargo, mis queridos devotos, necesitamos cantar el nombre de Krishna apropiadamente para que podamos experimentar su descenso divino.
Krishna only comes to someone who has a very specific attitude in his heart.
Krishna solamente se revela a aquella persona que tiene una actitud específica en su corazón.
He is not like a waiter in a restaurant.
No es como el camarero en el restaurante.
Where you go, waiter, wait, waiter, come here, bring my soup.
Camarero, camarero,
camarello, yes. Krishna is not our camarello. Yes. Yes, no. He only comes to someone who is sevanmukhe.
Él solamente se revela a alguien que es sevanmukhe.
Yes. Mukha means face.
Mukha significa cara.
And seva means service.
Y seva significa servicio.
Only if your face is turned to Krishna in a service attitude does Krishna descend.
Solamente si vuestra cara se dirige hacia Krishna con una actitud de servicio, solamente entonces Krishna desciende.
There is a verse which I think many of us know. Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayamindriyai Sevan Muke, Seva Muke, Sivan Muke, Hi Jivaru Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Yes. It means, Spurati means to appear.
La palabra Spurati significa aparecer.
Here it appears when? Well, when he appears on the tongue, if you are inclined for service.
Dice que aparece en la lengua cuando tienes una inclinación a servir.
Prabhupada writes, for persons who are inclined to clean, who are not inclined to clean the dust from their hearts and who want to keep things as they are, for such persons it's not possible to derive the transcendental result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Prabhupada escribe, para las personas que no están inclinadas a limpiar el polvo de sus corazones y que quieren mantener las cosas tal como están, no es posible derivar el resultado trascendental de cantar el Hare Krishna.
And he continues about the service, that we must have the service mentality. We can't be lazy and just keep wallowing in material consciousness. He says one should therefore be encouraged to develop a seva attitude, a service attitude towards the Lord, because this will help to chant without offenses.
Y continúa diciendo que tenemos que desarrollar una actitud de servicio, que no debemos ser perezosos. Y dice, por lo tanto, uno debe estar animado a desarrollar una actitud de servicio hacia el Señor, porque esto le ayudará a cantar sin ofensas.
When you chant, my dear devotees, you must do this as a service.
Cuando cantáis, mis queridos devotos, debéis hacerlo como un servicio.
Forget about service to yourself. Remember to serve Krishna.
Olvidar el servicio a uno mismo, recordar servir a Krishna.
At this time, what this means, we will learn in a moment. But I just want to make clear to you, with these eyes, you can't see God. They are material. You can only see material objects. And Krishna is spiritual. With this tongue, you can't chant Krishna's name. It can only make spirit material sound vibration. Krishna has to come on his own account down.
Krishna tiene que descender por su propio deseo.
And he only does this if you have a service attitude.
Y él solamente hace esto si tenemos una actitud de servicio.
Some Hare Krishnas have never chanted Hare Krishna.
Algunos Hare Krishnas nunca han cantado Hare Krishna.
What did they do then?
¿Qué hicieron?
They chanted Harekrsna.
Cantaron Harekrsna.
Harekrsna. Yes. It's not Krishna. It's not God.
No es Krishna. No es Dios.
It's a sound vibration produced by a material tongue and perceived by material ears.
Es una vibración producida por una lengua material y percibida por unos oídos materiales.
It is the shadow of the holy name, not the real name.
Es la sombra del santo nombre.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and also Prabhupada said it's the alphabet name.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur y también Srila Prabhupada dijeron es el nombre del alfabeto.
Let us hear a story which shows us the descent of the name.
Escuchemos una historia que nos muestra el descenso del nombre.
Bharata Maharaj.
Bharata Maharaj.
The king who renounced the world to become a hermit. But he had a downfall, you can say, and therefore stopped his spiritual practice, and at the time of death he was reborn as a deer. He had a downfall, stopped his spiritual practices. His next birth, by Krishna's mercy, was, however, not forgetful. He remembered his mistake from the previous life.
Por la gracia de Krishna, su siguiente nacimiento no le hizo olvidar lo que había vivido en la vida anterior. Podía recordar todo bien.
He remembered that he was alone in the forest without any association.
Recordaba que había estado solo en el bosque.
And therefore had lost a little bit track.
Y por eso perdió la pista.
But now as a deer, he always thought association. He lived in an ashram and listened to the Bhagavatam every day.
Pero ahora como ciervo, él siempre buscaba buena compañía y vivía cerca de un ashram y se acercaba a escuchar el Bhagavatam todos los días.
And at the time of his death, a miracle happened.
Y en el momento de la muerte sucedió un milagro.
He remembered the Lord. And he chanted with his deer tongue.
Recordó al Señor y con su lengua de ciervo cantó.
Hari Narayan.
Hari Narayan.
Once again. I say once alone and you all together. Hari Narayan!
Hari Narayan!
Now a deer can't pronounce this ordinarily. when I lived in Goloka Dham in Germany, it's a property in the midst of the farm, a Hare Krishna temple in the midst of the forest, a little deer took shelter, and I know how deers speak.
Cuando yo vivía en Goloka Dham, una granja donde tenemos un templo en Alemania, un pequeño ciervo se refugió ahí y yo sé cómo hablan los ciervos.
Oops, 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 oops. That's how they speak. Yeah. They don't say Hare Krishna Govinda or how are you? Yeah. They just have deer sounds. How is it that Bharat, in the form of a deer, said very clearly Hari Narayan?
¿Cómo es posible que Bharat, en su cuerpo de ciervo, dijera claramente Hari Narayan?
Well, he had the service attitude.
Porque tenía la actitud de servicio.
He stayed in Sadhu Sangha.
Él permaneció en Sadhu Sangha.
He did the service of Shravanam, that is hearing the Bhagavatam.
Hizo el servicio de Shravanam, que es escuchar el Bhagavatam.
And therefore Krishna appeared on his tongue.
Y por esa razón, Krishna se manifestó en su
lengua. My dear devotees, this is how to chant.
Mis queridos devotos, así se canta.
In a service attitude.
Con una actitud de servicio.
Then the holy name descends.
Entonces, el santo nombre desciende.
Now how to do this?
¿Cómo hacer esto?
There is a very famous work where Japa is described. It's the Gaur Govinda Charan Smarana Padati, where three guidelines of good Japa are given.
Hay una obra
and Kirtan.
Una obra muy buena que ha mencionado, en la que se describe tres factores esenciales para cantar un
Gaura Govinda Charan Smaran Padati. Gaura, Govinda, Archana. Archana means worship. And then Smaran. And then Padati. It's written by Dhyan Chandra Goswami, the disciple of... Who is it? No. Who?
Gopal
Guru Goswami. Yes.
Dhyana Chandra Goswami, que era el discípulo de Gopal Guru Goswami.
Yes. So they are in the line of Brakeshwara Pandit.
Vienen en la línea de Brakeshwara Pandit.
You know, the dancer in Lord Gauranga's kirtan.
El danzarín en los kirtans de
Brakeshwara Pandit could chant and dance for 72 hours without stop. But ecstatic. Not a little loop, but really.
Brakeshwara Pandit podía cantar y bailar 72 horas sin parar, en éxtasis, no parando.
Yeah. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, if I would have another wing like Brakeshwara Pandit, I could fly. So Brakeshwara Pandit's disciple is Guru Gopal Goswami and his disciple Dhyan Chandra Goswami.
Brakeshwara Pandit, el discípulo de Brakeshwara Pandit es Gopal Guru Goswami, su discípulo es Dhyan Chandra Goswami.
And this Dhyan Chandra Goswami wrote a Japa reform notebook. Yes. So he said, first he talked about the body, how we should sit, you know. You should sit straight. And when you chant, you should not move your head back and forth. And you should also not show your teeth. He writes like this. Then he gives three guidelines which we will now rehearse. You should sanctify your mind by withdrawing it from the objects of the senses.
Debéis santificar vuestra mente retirándola de los objetos de los sentidos.
Then you should think about the meaning of the mantra.
Luego debéis pensar en el significado del mantra.
And then you should maintain silence.
Y debéis guardar silencio.
And then he gives a secret which is so esoteric that we must also practice it. Now let me ask you, are you a little tired or are you, maybe you are a little tired, isn't it? So, would you mind if we do a little wake-up exercise? I think it's good, just to get a little bit going. Okay, rise to your feet. Because this will be very meditative. Just observe how you hear.
Simplemente observar cómo escucháis.
You are an eternal soul residing in the area of the heart.
Eres un alma eterna que reside en el área del corazón.
You can observe your body and your mind.
Puedes observar tu cuerpo y tu mente.
You can even observe how your body is still a little bit tired because you went to bed in a foreign environment.
Puedes incluso observar cómo tu cuerpo está un poco cansado porque has estado descansando en un lugar.
But you are not tired. It's only your body who is tired.
Pero tú no estás cansado. Solamente tu cuerpo lo está.
This little meditation is about being.
Esta pequeña meditación es acerca de ser.
How does it feel to be eternal?
¿Cómo se siente? El ser eterno.
Different from the body.
Distinto del cuerpo.
Even distinct from the mind.
Incluso diferente de la mente.
You are part of Krishna.
Tú eres parte de Krishna.
For so many long years you have forgotten that you are the eternal soul.
Desde hace tantísimos años te has olvidado que eres un alma eterna.
Even when you came to Krishna consciousness, you became so absorbed in the many duties and activities that you sometimes forgot.
Incluso desde que has llegado a la conciencia de Krishna, a veces te centras tanto en los deberes y actividades, cosas que hacer, que te olvidas de la esencia de por qué has venido.
Sanctify your mind by withdrawing it from the outside world now.
Santifica tu mente retirándola del mundo externo ahora.
And engage now in chanting with all of us together the Maha Mantra.
Y ocúpate en cantar con todos los devotos juntos
I request you to just focus on one complete mantra at a time.
Os pido que os centréis solamente en un mantra a la vez, un mantra cada vez.
Not the mantra before or the mantra which will come afterwards.
No el mantra anterior o el mantra que cantaréis después.
One mantra.
Escuchad un mantra.
Only one mantra.
Solamente un mantra.
And then the next mantra, but we don't think about that.
Después el siguiente mantra, pero no pensamos en el siguiente.
Remember the experience of chanting Ram together.
Recordad la experiencia de cantar Ram juntos.
Remember how we lost everything else.
Recordad cómo abandonamos todo lo demás.
To just experience sound vibration.
Para experimentar simplemente la vibración sonora.
I will chant one time the mantra alone, and then we will chant it together.
Yo cantaré el mantra solo una vez, y luego lo cantamos juntos.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm now where I say Krishna, I'm fully present to the name Krishna.
Ahora cuando digo Krishna, estoy plenamente presente en el nombre Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Uno mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good, excellent. But we will go much deeper now. See, the mind is always either in the past, thinking, oh, this didn't go well, or we are in the past because we are simply conditioned and limited by our education and experiences in the past.
Fijaos que la mente está en el pasado pensando, ah, esto no me salió bien, o me pasó esto, o simplemente la mente está condicionada por la educación que hemos recibido y siempre nos mantiene anclados en el pasado.
All our mind is totally in the future, making plans of what we will shop or what we will do later.
O la mente está centrada en el futuro, haciendo planes de lo que vamos a comprar o lo que vamos a hacer después.
Very, very rarely we are really connected with what is. Very rarely we are in the presence.
Muy pocas veces estamos conectados con lo que es. Estamos presentes.
So, in this, what we will learn now is to really connect with the Holy Name.
Vamos a aprender a conectar realmente con el Santo Nombre.
It is said the mantra should come into the mind.
Se dice que el mantra debe venir a la mente.
Dhyan Chandra says, after you have brought the mantra into your mind, you must bring your mind into the heart of the mantra.
Debes llevar la mente al corazón del mantra.
For Western European, to say it very simple, is the mind and the mantra must be joined, brought together.
Para europeos occidentales, podemos decirlo de forma sencilla, la mente y el mantra tienen que unirse.
Like you know, when you make a medicine, you bring two substances and you grind them, and they become one medicine.
Como cuando preparas medicina, mezclas dos sustancias muy bien y entonces se convierten una medicina.
When you do this, you can experience devotional absorption.
Cuando consigues esto, puedes experimentar absorción devocional.
To say it even more simpler, just connect.
Para decirlo todavía de forma más sencilla, simplemente conectar.
Or don't be spaced out, huh?
Yeah,
distracted. Yes, that's much better than spaced out. Yes. So, this is how you have to bring the mind away from the objects of the senses and make it one with the mantra.
Así es como hay que retirar la mente de los objetos de los sentidos y convertirla en uno con el mantra.
Should we try again?
¿Tratamos de nuevo?
Your mind will a little rebel.
La mente se va a rebelar un poco.
But don't worry.
Pero no os preocupéis.
We will do it now simpler. We will sing.
Ahora lo haremos más fácil, cantando.
Yes. Devakinandan, softly speaking. Softly playing. And really, sit tall. Bring your mind away from the world of the senses and connect it absolutely to the mantra. At the same time, let's first do that. Yes, good. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. It's very important when you sing Hare, your mind must be absolutely joined with Hare.
Es muy importante cuando cantáis Hare que la mente esté absolutamente absorta en Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Aibo! Aibo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go! We die! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
So, Hare Krishna, I'm very, very satisfied with you.
Hare Krishna, I say we content.
I was very afraid of this part of my seminar.
Estaba preocupado por esta parte del
seminario. Because I know it's so different from what you usually do.
Porque soy consciente de que es diferente de lo que normalmente hacéis.
It's what you have learned is Kirtan Yoga.
Lo que habéis aprendido es Kirtan Yoga.
First we did the physical foundations,
primero los aspectos físicos,
just experiencing sound vibration, bathing our being.
Primero experimentando la vibración sonora, bañando nuestro ser.
Then we heard we should sit in a dignified way.
Luego vimos cómo debíamos sentarnos en una forma digna.
No shaking with the head and showing the teeth. And then we all fell asleep. So we did a little wake up exercises. And then we followed the guidelines of this guidebook further from Dhyanchandra Goswami by withdrawing the mind from the objects of the senses into just being an eternal part of Krishna.
De Chandra Goswami, y lo que hicimos fue retirar la mente de los objetos de los sentidos y centrarnos en ser como sirvientes eternos de Krishna.
So now we will enter into something which you will like very much. It is entering the meaning of the mantra.
Y ahora, no, ahora pasamos a una parte que creo os gustará mucho, que es entrando en el significado del mantra.
Prabhupada says people generally asked us what is the meaning of chanting this Hare Krishna mantra.
Prabhupada dice que a menudo la gente nos pregunta qué significa este Hare Krishna mantra.
And we explain that the meaning of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra means immediately to directly associate with Krishna.
Explicamos que el significado de cantar este Hare Krishna mantra es inmediatamente asociarse con Krishna.
He says, if you take to the chanting of Hare Krishna without any offense, then immediately you contact Krishna.
Dice Prabhupada que si cantas Hare Krishna sin cometer ofensas, inmediatamente contactas Krishna.
And Srila Prabhupada further explains, Hare means, oh, energy of the Lord.
Y continúa explicando, Hare significa, oh, energía del Señor.
And Krishna means, oh, Lord Krishna.
Y Krishna significa, oh, Señor, Krishna.
And then he says, just like there are males and females in the material world, similarly God is the original male, Purusha, and his energy, that's all of us, is the original female.
Así como existen el principio masculino y femenino en el mundo, Krishna es el principio masculino último, universal, y nosotros somos el principio femenino, las almas.
And then he said what, how we should chant, in what mood.
Y entonces él explica con qué espíritu debemos cantar.
And he explained something which I experienced when I was on the Canarian Islands near Tenerife for preaching.
Y dice algo que yo experimenté una vez que estuve en Tenerife, en las Islas Canarias, predicando.
I had gone for a swim in the ocean.
Fui a nadar en el mar.
I remember there was a little red sign.
Recuerdo que había una señal, un cartel rojo.
But you know, I thought I'm from Germany. Signs are not for me, you know.
Yo pensé, soy alemán. Estos carteles son para mí.
I remembered I was swimming very quickly, so that I wanted to phone my secretary afterwards to announce me at the Olympic Games for swimming. I was so convinced of my speed, you know, I was really very fast. I really was intoxicated by my swimming abilities. But when I returned, when I tried to return, I noticed why I was so fast. It was the tide which took me out. I was thinking I was the doer. I thought I was a swimmer.
Yo pensaba que era un buen nadador.
But I was torn out by the mighty Atlantic Ocean to become food for the sharks.
El poderoso océano Atlántico me estaba llamando para que me convirtiera en alimento de tiburón.
I remember. First I was thinking, why me? Why should this happen to me? Then I started to vomit and color the ocean white around me. Then the waves came and put me under the ocean. And I know, and I said, oh Krishna, is this my end? I wanted. I didn't want to die like a foolish German tourist. My plan was to die in an Indra Kirtan. And then I would say to my to the devotees, my dear devotees, my last hour has come. Place me into the dust of Braj. I wanted to die romantically, not brutally. But now my end was there. Then I prayed to Krishna. Krishna, I'm a great fool. I know. Please don't leave me now. I know it's terrible to die from drowning. I need your support. This will be a very heavy test for my Krishna consciousness. And if you think that there is a chance that I could be saved, please save me.
Y si crees que hay alguna posibilidad de que me salve, por favor, sálvame.
And then I heard a distinct voice. It's not yet your time. I will send waves now which will wash you to the shore. As long as you can swim with the in-rolling waves. The incoming waves, yes. The incoming waves, yeah. Which the, yeah. But yes, but if you lose the wave, then don't fight when the ocean will pull you back. So I was always washed towards the shore and then pulled back, 13 meters to the shore, 12 meters back. After 50,000 light years, I arrived in the shore.
Después de 50,000 años, llegué a la orilla.
Oh, it took so long.
Tardó tanto.
I remember I was trembling when I came. I said, thank you, gracias. I will become a better devotee now. And I remember I had never prayed like this in my life. So Prabhupada says, this is the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I'm your servant.
O Krishna, O energy of Krishna.
Somehow or other, I have now fallen in this material ocean.
De una manera u otra, he caído en el océano material.
Kindly pick me up and engage me in your service.
Por favor, recógeme y ocúpame en tu servicio.
There are many other explanations about the chanting of the holy name, but basically it's a spiritual call for the Lord and his energy to give protection to the conditioned soul.
Hay muchas otras explicaciones acerca del santo nombre, pero básicamente es una llamada, un llanto del alma a Dios pidiéndole protección para.
So when you chant, you should really take shelter in Krishna's lotus feet.
Así que cuando cantáis, se trata de realmente tomar refugio.
You should beg to be accepted again. But alas, we are so indifferent. Yeah, Krishna, so what? Well, he's also there somewhere, maybe. We think like that. I'm also there. At noontime there's prasadam for me. We don't really think that it's necessary for us to take shelter.
No pensamos que es necesario
refugiarnos. But why should we be so proud?
Pero ¿por qué tenemos que ser tan orgullosos?
My dear devotees, we all have to die.
Mis queridos devotos, todos vamos a morir.
And we have the chance to go back home, back to Godhead in the one lifetime. Bring these two points together. Your fallen condition and your great opportunity. And then you will wake up from indifference. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it helps us to hear about great devotees in order to become more motivated for Sankirtan.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur dice que nos ayuda a escuchar de grandes devotos para poder sentirnos más motivados en el Sankirtan.
He says by discussing the path of the previous sadhus, one gets determination, courage and satisfaction in one's practice.
Se dice que cuando seguimos el camino de los sadhus anteriores, obtenemos coraje, determinación
and satisfaction.
Y satisfacción.
Yes. Therefore, I have this recommendation for you. Read about Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan and Haridas Thakur's life.
Y por eso os hago una recomendación que es escuchar y leer sobre las vidas de Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan y Sri Haridas Thakur.
Then you will feel great happiness in your heart. For instance, when you hear about Rupa Goswami sitting in Vrindavan and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
cuando escucháis sobre Rupa Goswami sentado en Vrindavan cantando el Maha Mantra Hare Krishna,
all of a sudden he sees a sweet scene.
De repente él ve una dulce escena.
Krishna is hiding in a tree.
Krishna se está escondiendo detrás del árbol.
And watches how Radharani comes closer and closer as she picks flowers for a garland of her beloved Lord.
Y está viendo cómo Radharani cada vez se acerca más recogiendo flores para ofrecerlas a su amado Señor.
Finally, Radharani arrives at the tree where Krishna sits and picks some flowers.
Finalmente, Radharani llega al árbol donde Krishna está escondido y recoge algunas flores allí.
And she puts lovingly she puts these best of flowers into a basket.
Con mucho amor pone esas mejores flores en la cesta.
Then she sees a fruit.
Y ella ve una fruta.
And tries to stretch to get the fruit, but it's not possible.
Y se esfuerza por alcanzar el fruto, pero no llega.
So Krishna, seeing that his beloved devotee wants to get the fruit, takes his foot and puts it on the branch so that the branch bends down and Radharani can catch the branch with one arm and the fruit with another.
Entonces Krishna, que ve que su amada devota no alcanza a recoger el fruto, escondido, presiona la rama con su pie y la empuja hacia abajo para que ella pueda alcanzar el fruto. Entonces Radharani agarra la rama y recoge el fruto.
And then he takes his foot away.
Y entonces Krishna aparta su pie.
And Radharani goes like,
Radharani se queda colgada en la rama.
And then she sees how like a black snake the black arm of Krishna comes and grabs her and pulls her on into the tree. No, she sees how Krishna's black arm comes like a snake and takes her up. Rupa Goswami sees all this.
Rupa Goswami ve todo esto.
It starts to laugh in his meditation.
Y empieza a reírse en su meditación.
Then all of it, then he sees how Radharani disappears in the tree.
Y ve cómo Radharani desaparece en el árbol.
But then the meditation breaks.
Pero entonces la meditación se corta.
Oh Radha, oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, why I saw you and now you have disappeared.
Yeah, entonces empieza a Oh Radha, oh Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yo he visto que os he llegado a ver y ahora habéis desaparecido.
How could I lose you after gaining you?
¿Cómo puedo perderos después de haberos alcanzado?
Rupa Goswami is so disturbed, he goes to his older brother, Sanatan Goswami, and says, my dear brother, I met the Lord and Radharani and I lost them.
Y Rupa Goswami va a su hermano mayor, Sanatan Goswami, y le dice, mi querido hermano, he visto a Krishna y a Srimati Radharani.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? Sanatan Goswami says, well, did you do an offense against a
Vaishnava?
The Lord always goes away from someone who does Vaishnava aparat. That's what I know.
El Señor se aparta de alguien que comete Vaishnava aparat. Eso es lo que yo sé.
Rupa Goswami says, I'm not aware of an aparat.
Rupa Goswami dijo, yo no sé que haya cometido ninguna ofensa.
I was sitting, meditating, and seeing and laughing.
Yo estaba sentado meditando, viendo y riendo la situación.
Sanatana Goswami, by a divine intuition, he says, you must have done an offense against Krishna.
Sanatana Goswami, con su intuición divina, le dijo, tienes que haber cometido una ofensa contra Krishna.
We will invite all Vaishnavas.
Vamos a hacer una cosa, vamos a invitar a todos los Vaishnavas.
We send an invitation for everyone to that they eat a big feast.
Invitas a todos para que vengan a tomar un banquete, una fiesta.
Everyone is invited for tomorrow.
Todo el mundo está invitado a venir mañana.
And let's see if there's someone who does not come.
Y veremos si hay alguno que no viene.
Because he feels hurt.
Porque
because
se siente herido.
So the feast is arranged. Nice rubbery, sweet rice, puris, sabji, everything.
Se arregla un gran banquete, rubbery, arroz dulce, puris, sabji, de todo.
But one Vaishnava from Govardhan has not yet arrived.
Y un Vaishnava de Govardhan no ha llegado todavía.
Sanatana said, that's the Vaishnava you have offended.
Y Sanatana dice, ese es el Vaishnava al que has ofendido.
So they sent Vaishnavas out to bring that one missing Vaishnava.
Envían a otros Vaishnavas a buscarle.
The Vaishnava has one leg which doesn't work so well.
El Vaishnava tiene un defecto en una de sus piernas.
Defecto, yes. It's... So they get him and he feels very humble.
Lo llevan para allá con el Vaishnava muy, muy humilde.
And Rupa Goswami goes to him and says, please accept my most humble obeisances. I didn't want to offend you.
Y Rupa Goswami le dice, por favor, acepta mis más humildes reverencias. Yo no quería ofenderte.
While he says it, he doesn't know what he did wrong.
Mientras le dice eso, él no sabe lo que ha hecho mal.
But Sanatana Goswami, his older brother and guru, told him, you must have offended this Vaishnava, otherwise he would have followed your invitation.
Sanatana Goswami, que es su hermano mayor, le dijo, tienes que haber respondido de alguna manera, porque si no hubiera aceptado tu invitación.
So the Vaishnava said, no, everything is all right. I'm an offender, you are not an offender.
El Vaishnava dice, No, todo está bien. Yo soy el que soy un ofensor. Tú no eres ofensor.
But Rupa Goswami doesn't give in.
Pero Rupa Goswami no abandona.
He only feels I have hurt this person.
Él siente que de alguna manera he herido a esa persona.
So finally they say goodbye to each other.
Finalmente se dicen adiós.
And then this Vaishnava with the defecto leg asks a question from which Rupa Goswami understands everything.
Y Y entonces este Vaishnava, que tiene un problema en su pierna, hace una pregunta que le da la clave a Rupa Goswami para entender lo que había pasado.
If we are not the body,
dice, si no somos el cuerpo,
why did you laugh about my defect leg?
¿Por qué te reíste de mi pierna, del defecto que tengo en la pierna?
The other day I was passing by you.
El otro día yo pasaba.
You were sitting like this.
Tú estabas sentado así.
And all of a sudden you
laugh.
Rupa Goswami says, "I'm sorry that I didn't laugh about you. I didn't see you even. I was somewhere else with my meditation."
Rupa Goswami dijo, "Lo siento. Ni siquiera te vi ni no me reía de ti. Estaba en otra parte con mi meditación."
So when we hear this, we become touched.
Cuando escuchamos esto, eso nos llega a fondo.
When we hear about the great devotees and their bhajans, we understand, wow, this is special.
Cuando escuchamos de los grandes devotos y de sus bhajans, podemos darnos cuenta que son muy especiales.
Let me try also a little bit to do bhajan.
Tratemos nosotros también de hacer bhajan.
Let me try to chant a little bit also.
Sentimos así. Déjame que yo también haga un poco de
bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very much recommends that when you chant Sankirtan, you should chant in the presence of a pure soul.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur recomienda que cuando haces bhajan, lo hagas ante la presencia de un alma pura.
And Patanjali says, you can control your mind by fixing your mind on a poor person who has transcended his human passions and attachments.
Y Patanjali dice que cuando meditas puedes controlar tu mente fijándola en una persona que ha controlado las pasiones humanas y los apegos.
When I chant kirtan or chant japa, I always invite Prabhupada to be next to me.
Cuando hago kirtan o canto japa, siempre invito a Prabhupada que esté a mi lado.
Because in his presence I am the best comes out in me.
Porque ante su presencia sale lo mejor de mí.
So I want to guide you now in an exercise where you invite Srila Prabhupada to chant with you.
Ahora quiero guiaros en un ejercicio en el cual invitáis a Srila Prabhupada a cantar con vosotros.
Is that all right? And also those of you who I don't know you, unfortunately, so if you have a spiritual master and you have a loving and trusting relationship with your spiritual master, then you can also focus on your Diksha Guru. But if you feel, let me try this first with Srila Prabhupada. I don't know how my Diksha Guru, if he would like it, you know, then do with Srila Prabhupada. We will do a kirtan now. Gaura Hari. Same melody, yeah. Little higher. Softly, Devakinandan. And when I start to speak, you have to go down with the volume, right? Hare Krishna. Can we still go a little deeper, or is there something in between or not? Na Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare One worships the spiritual master by offering him a seed, water for washing his feet, water to drink, clothes and ornaments.
Uno adora al maestro espiritual ofreciéndole un lugar para sentarse, agua para lavar sus pies, agua para beber, un baño, ropas y ornamentos.
So you can bring a seat.
Puedes traer un asiento.
You can bring some water.
Agua.
And some nice cloths.
Y ropas, buenas ropas.
And then you can ask your spiritual master for permission to worship the divine couple by singing.
Y podéis pedir al maestro espiritual permiso para adorar a la pareja divina cantando.
Try to just think about a picture of Prabhupada or your spiritual master so that something comes in your mind.
Pensad en la fotografía de Prabhupada de vuestro maestro espiritual, de manera que se manifiesta en vuestra mente.
And then perform the singing as a worship.
Y cuando lleváis a cabo el canto como adoración.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhu Para, Jaya Prabhu Para, Jaya Prabhu Para, Jila Prabhu Para. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Go Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo. Thank you very, very, very much. You are an excellent audience. I was a little bit trembling if I could reach you, but with the Arunanda Maharaj's translation, even a fool can speak.
Muchísimas gracias. Sois una audiencia excelente. Estaba un poco preocupado de si podía llegar a vosotros. Y bueno, he dicho algo.
Que gracias a la
excelente
de
Yajnanda Maharaj. Hare Krishna. What to do? I will just have to. Please just. Wait, I just have to ask one thing to Bhanu Nandini.
Un segundo, nada más. Tengo que preguntar una cosa.
Good. We brought something with us.
Hemos traído algo con nosotros.
The Kirtan arrow.
La flecha del Kirtan.
Flecha. It's a... In the Bhagavatam, you will find a verse... I hope I have it here. I remember it. Yes. The verse says, make your... make the mantra like a bow.
Es un verso del Srimad Bhagavatam que dice que el verso dice que hagas el mantra sea el arco.
Okay. The Vedic mantra is the bow. The pure... Yes. Please read in turn it around, this beautiful card.
Podéis leerlo, dar la vuelta, esta.
Maybe I wait until everyone has, yes.
Espero que todos lo tengáis.
We have in English for you? You have. Everyone has this? Yes? Please look... Thank you very much. Please look... turn this page around and look at the last verse. Huh? The Vedic mantra is the bow, the pure living entity is the arrow, and the target is the Supreme Being.
Por favor, dale la vuelta donde pone arrow. En la parte de abajo está el verso del Bhagavatam, que describe la analogía de la flecha. De la siguiente manera. El mantra védico es el arco. La entidad viviente pura es la flecha. Y el objetivo es el ser supremo.
This is an analogy.
Esto es una analogía.
The Hare Krishna mantra is a bow.
El Hare Krishna mantra es el arco.
And you are, if you look at the picture, you are the arrow.
Y tú eres la flecha.
But you means the pure living entity.
Cuando digo tú, me refiero a el alma pura.
Now the question is, who shoots the bow?
La pregunta es, ¿quién dispara la flecha?
You, how you are now.
Tú, como eres ahora, disparas la flecha.
Yes. That is a still conditioned soul.
Todavía alma condicionada.
You may still experience sometimes a little identification with the body and the mind.
Todavía podéis experimentar un poco de identificación con el cuerpo y con la mente.
It's not yet the purified state of your life where you are.
Todavía no es el estado purificado de vuestra vida.
But you take the Hare Krishna mantra as a bow.
Pero recogéis el Hare Krishna mantra como el arco.
And then you remember, I am a pure soul.
Y recordáis, soy un alma pura.
Part of Krishna.
Parte de Krishna.
And then you chant.
Y entonces cantáis.
Or you shoot.
O disparas.
Do you now understand how it is important that you chant in a sense of relationship, connectedness?
¿Veis cómo es importante cantar con un sentido de relación?
One person in Germany has bows, and I went for training.
Hay una persona en Alemania que tiene arcos y fui a practicar el arco.
And I asked him how to do it.
Y le pregunté cómo se hacía.
And he said, "You take the bow."
Me dijo, coges el arco.
And there is the target.
Y allí está la diana.
But I was so much thinking of the bow.
Pero yo pensaba tanto en el arco.
I was thinking, wow, I have this bow.
Pensaba, tengo este arco.
Okay, how do I do things?
¿Cómo lo hago?
Pull the string. And then I shot my first arrow.
Disparé mi primera flecha.
It went to Africa. Then he said, try again. Okay, how do I do it? I pull the string. I was sweating. And then I shot my second arrow. It went to America. Then he said, you have to concentrate your mind on the target. Bring your mind to the target. At this moment, forget about your next lecture. Remember only the target. That's all what you see. Okay? Target. Target. I'm trying. He again said, target. And my dear devotees, I closed my eyes and I really thought target. And then I went, boom! I went, my God. I was like Kadamakarana Maharaj in Kirtan. I felt just so excited. I had hit the target. Even I, who has no idea of bow shooting. My dear devotees, when you chant, take the mantra, pronounce it, bring your mind away from the world and bring it to the target. My dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. I know we have a relationship. There is a relationship, a real relationship. But at the moment, I just can't give you the attention which I wish to give you. Please don't reject me.
Por favor, no me rechacéis.
Accept me as I am.
Aceptadme como soy.
This means you are now taking aim. You're taking aim.
Eso significa que estás ahora apuntando.
And then you will be able to chant properly.
Y entonces podréis cantar apropiadamente.
Therefore, Dhyan Chandra Goswami says to us, take the mind from the world and chant while pondering the meaning of the mantra.
Por eso Dhyan Chandra Goswami dice que hay que traer la mente y centrarla en el mantra y meditar en el significado.
We learn this from a guru.
Aprendemos esto de un guru.
That's why he teaches us to detach from Maya and to attach to Krishna.
Él nos enseña a desapegarnos de Maya y apegarnos a Krishna.
The guru teaches us to take aim.
El guru nos enseña a apuntar.
Follow his example, follow his teachings, and you will come very far in your life. In this Kirtan arrow, if you kindly look a little bit, the Fletcher, we have five techniques which are explained there.
Hay cinco técnicas que se explican aquí, si miráis la flecha.
Which follow very much the secrets of good Kirtan.
Que siguen
I think you will recognize them very easily. First is called alineamiento, alignment, the A. Tune body, mind and heart to achieve full presence and attention. Avoid apparat.
Sintoniza el cuerpo, la mente y el corazón para alcanzar presencia y atención plenas. Evita apparat, ofensas.
Yes. The second technique is, for good kirtan, be aware of your relationship. Take aim.
La segunda para buen kirtan es sé consciente de tu relación. Apunta.
Enter the awareness of your eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna. Infuse your practice with this connection.
Sé consciente de tu relación eterna con Radha Krishna. Infunde a tu práctica esta conexión.
Then the next is about service attitude.
El siguiente tiene que ver con la actitud de servicio.
Offer your chanting in the spirit of loving service.
Ofrece tu canto con espíritu de servicio amoroso.
And one service could be to share the one service is during the practice, concentration, attention, and the other is outside the direct chanting when you share the glories of the holy name with others doing kirtan.
Un servicio es llevar a cabo la práctica y cantar las glorias y otro servicio es
one is you do service while you chant, that is chanting in a full attention, and the second is outside your direct practice, you serve the holy name by spreading the holy name.
Ese servicio tiene dos partes. Una es cuando cantas con plena atención, glorificando el santo nombre, y la otra es después de fuera del canto, cuando llevas a cabo actividades para propagar la gloria del santo nombre.
And then there are three other techniques which I request you to read.
Y hay otras.
In the pause.
Durante la pausa,
my dear devotees, this was printed by Isabel and Alimenta.
Oh.
Alimento means food. Yes, aliena. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm really. Very sorry. I'm a very foolish person. What to do? So they were printing this for you. It is really the work of many. This is the result of really 30 years of research. And with love and affection, I want to give it to you. Practice a little bit with these things. You can also discuss these things with the devotees here who went to the Japa retreat, like Rasa Sundari.
Podéis también comentar esto con devotos que estuvieron en el retiro de Japa, como Rasa Sundari.
Yes, they can. We have worked on this for 6 days or 7 days. No, I mean in the Japa retreat, it takes 7 days. We have worked for 6 days on this, on a Japa retreat. It was amazing. We must have such a retreat in Spain, my dear devotees. It's so a breakthrough retreat. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
First, durante un retiro de Yapa en Bangladesh, 6-7 días, y dice que tenemos que tener ese retiro aquí en España.
All over the world we do this. But Banu Nandini and myself thought you should get it already now so that you have something practical in your hand from this retreat already.
Banu Nandini y yo pensábamos que lo tuvierais ahora para que tuvierais algo práctico en este retiro que os podéis crear.
Please practice it.
Por favor, practicadlo.
And if you have friends who are serious in spiritual life, you can take an extra one with you and give it to them. You can even make workshops in your own towns. But if you feel you need some more instructions and so on and so forth, we have web pages where we in the future will explain this more and more.
Si sentís que necesitáis más información, entonces tenemos páginas web donde podéis ir y
even if you put it at home on your board, you will remember, okay, something, and it will improve your kirtan and japa practice.
Si la ponéis en casa, en un sitio visible, os puede recordar.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Hare Krishna. Okay, my dear devotees. Finito! Let me see if there is more question.
Una pregunta pequeña.
Actually, I have an idea. We worked very hard. This was a very intense session.
Tengo una idea. Hemos trabajado duro. Esta fue una sesión intensa.
We need a little pause now. You did this heavy Kshatriya yoga. This was Kshatriya yoga which you did. You heard many new concepts. If you want, go. Have we made a recording of the Spanish? Oh, Krishna. We have some human has made a film, isn't it? Yes? We hear on the record. You can go through it again, but let me just give a summary. Kirtan works if you withdraw from the world a little bit by concentrating.
Lo resumo. El kirtan funciona cuando te retiras la mente del mundo, concentrándote.
And you concentrate on the divine couple.
Y te concentras en la pareja divina.
That is the essence of this workshop.
Esa es la esencia de esta sesión.
We did many exercises and so on just to learn a little bit more how to do that. Oh yeah, there's one thing I want to send to you, an article which we want to translate in Spanish. It's called The Divine Encounter. It's 3 pages.
Os quiero hacer llegar un artículo que vamos a traducir al español que se titula El Encuentro Divino. Son 3 páginas.
And if you want to have that, Banu Nandini will put a list where you can write your email contact, and we send by email.
Y si queréis recibirlo, Banu Nandini pondrá una lista donde podéis escribir vuestro mail, dirección de mail para que os envíe.
Now, what will we do now? We will go to Gora. Those who want to go to a japa workshop and chant for 1 hour will go to Gaurahari's japa workshop in the temple.
Ahora los que quieran ir al taller de japa de Gaurahari será en el templo.
And those who feel we need to do some yoga exercises, first class yoga exercise to get our blood going, will go to Niyata Prabhu. To Niyata Prabhu. Where is your yoga class, Niyata?
The Prabhupada's garden.
Yes.
Y los que quieran estirar el cuerpo, hacer ejercicio físico, irán a la clase de yoga de Niyata Prabhu en el jardín de Prabhupada.
Yes. Molto gracias. Do we say this? Muchas gracias. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.